Anyone who's ever had a poor night's sleep knows they can be more cranky than usual the next day. Now, new research reveals why that's so. There are strong neurological links between sleep and emotions. University of California researcher Matthew Walker asked a group of people to stay up for 35 hours at a stretch. Then he put his subjects in a brain scanning machine while showing them photographs. The first photos were neutral, such as a leaf or a picture of a basket. But as the parade of images continued, the pictures became more disturbing, photographs of a shark attack or severed limbs.
What we found was that the deep emotional centers of the brain, regions called the amygdala, were actually up to 60% more reactive to those emotionally negative pictures in those who hadn't had a good night of sleep compared to those who had. And that really is a profound amplified emotional brain reaction to these negative pictures.
Walker says scientists know that the amygdala is the part of the brain involved in emotional processing. He says this level of amygdala activity in the tired subjects is similar to activity recorded in the amygdalas of people who have some psychiatric disorders, such as depression or post-traumatic stress disorder.
It's actually very difficult to find a psychiatric disorder with emotional and mood symptoms that doesn't have impairments of sleep. And we've been struggling with the battle between the chicken and egg question. Is it the psychiatric condition that's causing the sleep impairment, or is it the sleep impairment that's causing the psychiatric condition?
And Walker says it's possible to induce psychosis in a healthy person who's been denied sleep. He speculates that one function of sleep is to restore the emotional circuits of the brain.
And we may need to pay more attention to sleep in the future in terms of our emotional and mental health. And I also don't think it's a coincidence that many antidepressant medications, for example, actually seem to alter sleep and try and rebalance sleep.
Walker says the next challenge is to determine what kind of sleep and how much is most important for maintaining emotional health. His research is published in the journal Current Biology. I'm Rose Hoban.